Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is another beautiful day here in Jamaica. How are you doing? I hope everyone is doing well. Psalm 145 verse 21 declares, "My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever." My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. Amen. So there's this song, and you'll hear it in the background, "Lead Me, Lord," by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. The first verse says, "It's hard to take the first step when I don't know the way. Each turn is so uncertain. I learned to walk by faith, but you gave me a promise that you will never leave. You will lead and guide me, Lord, I do believe." The chorus says, "Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go." You know, as I reflect on the words of this song, I am reminded of Joseph's story, which can be found in Genesis 37 through to 50. To chapter 50, Joseph's brothers hated him because he was their father's favorite. And you know what it's like to be the favorite child, or if you're in a family where there is a favorite child. And he would also tell his father of their dealings. So he was what we would call in Jamaica a news carrier, in a sense. It was a talebearer. So they plotted to kill him. He was 17, by the way. They plotted to kill him, but instead they sold him as a slave to the Egyptians. Joseph was also a dreamer, which I believe may have been a little bit of the problem. He was able to interpret dreams through divine revelations, of course. So when he got to Egypt, Potiphar, a high profile man in Egypt, bought him. And when he realized that Joseph was a blessing to have around, literally, because God allowed him, Potiphar, to increase because of Joseph's presence. When he realized that he was a blessing, he promoted him to head cook and battle washer of the house. So Joseph became overseer of everything. But then Potiphar's wife wanted to use Joseph for other purposes. And when she tried forcing herself on him, he ran, leaving his coat in her hand, and she accused him of rape. Joseph was then thrown into prison. Let me just pause here to remind us all that the will of God is most times not a very comfortable ride. There will be obstacles, there will be potholes, bad driving from others, accidents, you name it. And it is during these times you will find that it is hard to sing the song, "Lead me, Lord, I will follow." So Brother Joseph found himself in jail for a crime he didn't commit, but God didn't leave him high and dry. God allowed him to find favor with the chief of the prisoners. So even though he was a prisoner, he had special privileges. It's pretty similar to when we are going through a storm and we can still see God's hand at work. It was that kind of experience. So in jail, he met a butler and a baker. They both had dreams, and he was able to interpret the dream. And he said to the butler, "Remember me when your dream come to pass." So long story short, Pharaoh had a dream. No one could interpret the dream. And the butler remembered Joseph. God gave Joseph the revelation, and they started preparing for the 7 years of famine. That was the dream that Pharaoh had. 7 good years, 7 years of famine. Joseph was then promoted to governor and the overseer of the whole preparation process. When the famine started now, Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to buy grains. That in itself is a whole other story. But I wanted to get to Genesis 50 verse 20. Here is Joseph talking to his brothers, and he said, "But as for you, he thought evil against me." And then he said, "But God meant it unto good." And here's the part I want us to understand. He said, "God meant it for good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive." He didn't do that, "God meant it for good so that I could rub it in your face, bae." No, he didn't do that. He said, "To save others." Such humility. You see, the call of God, the will of God, the taking you out and separating you for my purpose, will of God, for our lives, is never just for or about us. The pain, the suffering, the disappointments, the discouragements, the God, I am out of strength moments are never just about us, but they are meant to authenticate our witness. They are meant to save the lives of others. And oftentimes, this is a very lonely road. But as the song says, you gave me a promise. You, God, you gave me a promise that you will never leave. You will lead and guide me. Lord, I do believe. So as we go through each phase in life, may we remember that the test is for the testimony so that others can come to know Christ through our witness. God bless you all. Continue to keep safe. See you next week.